Before Hurricane Sandy made landfall around New Jersey, New York, and Maryland, the National Hurricane Center declared it a post-tropical storm. According to the Insurance Journal, this prevents insurers from imposing pricey hurricane deductibles on storm-related claims. However, as Hurricane Sandy passed by North Carolina, it was still a hurricane, and North Carolina Department of Insurance officials say that has an effect on how deductibles are enforced. Residents living in eastern North Carolina are all too familiar with increasing deductibles and the rising cost of homeowners insurance. L.C. Morris has this.
Last month, a homeowner's insurance rate increase request by insurance companies represented by the North Carolina Rate Bureau was denied by State Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin.
By law, I had 50 days to review and scrutinize the filing. And after a thorough review by my experts and their recommendation, I decided that I would not approve the insurance company's request. I rejected it and told them that we would need to have a hearing.
Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin felt the rates were unfair and excessive.
Not speaking specifically on this filing, but in general, there's always a question, a concern raised by the experts that work for me as to what factors have been considered, what math has been used to lead to the proposal insurance companies make. And what I stated in the notice of hearing was that it appeared that the rates being sought by the insurance companies were excessive, and it appeared that the rates being proposed by the insurance companies were unfairly discriminatory.
The filing proposed a rate increase of 17.7%, with some coastal counties seeing a proposed increase of 30%. Ray Evans is the general manager of the North Carolina Rate Bureau.
What we're trying to do is look at what happened, say, in 2010 and project what kind of claims would be paid in 2016. In that process, we do a lot of modeling. We try to develop trends. What's the rate of inflation over that period of time? What are building costs going to do? The cost of plywood and lumber and those kind of things.
While commenting, Evans referenced Roger Pilkey, who is a professor of environmental studies and a fellow of the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences at the University of Colorado. Even with Hurricane Sandy and Hurricane Irene impacting the East Coast, Pilkey last month in the Wall Street Journal wrote that the United States is in a hurricane drought.
Our predictions are based on the historical record of hurricanes for the last 105 years or thereabouts. We see that this is a relatively inactive period. Since we are looking ahead 3 or 4 years in our rate making, we are suggesting that just in the normal range of statistical happenings, that storms are going to occur.
By law, insurance rates are set by territories. Eastern North Carolina is broken into 5 territories. Public comments on the rate increase request were held from October 3rd through the 19th. Commissioner Goodwin says about 9,000 people emailed or mailed comments.
In general, a filing of this nature, if it goes to a hearing, would go before the state insurance commissioner. The attorneys for the insurance companies would have their witnesses and their experts and their exhibits that they would present, and then the attorneys for the Department of Insurance and the people of North Carolina would also present their experts, their witnesses, and their testimony and their exhibits. This is not something that occurs in one day.
The last homeowners insurance rate increase was in 2008. Insurance companies requested a 19.5% statewide average increase, but a settlement of 4.05% was allowed.
It seems like it's every year, but actually it's about every 4 years. Homeowners insurance companies make their filings whenever they are ready to make them, and it might be every 3 or 4 or 5 years. If someone has had their rates go up in the interim, it's either been due to a legislative decision or by a decision that someone's own individual insurance company has made to reduce discounts.
When it comes to premiums, Evans says insurance companies have to project, evaluate, and calculate.
One of the problems that we have is that the kind of the macro insurance formula is that the premiums that are required to be paid by policyholders are equal to the prospective losses plus the carrier's prospective expenses plus a profit. So it's a pretty simple formula. The problem is trying to identify what are prospective losses is problem number one.
The hearing is set for June 2013, but it could be further away before the hikes are implemented.
Even if we agree to accept whatever the decision is, it's going to be the end of the year before that really becomes finalized. Mechanically, carriers, it'll be difficult for them to notify policyholders and change their systems and do the things necessary to actually implement this thing until well into 2014. But if we think about a two-year cycle for making rates, we will still be issuing policies with those rates as late as April of 2016.
For information on a variety of insurance-related topics, visit the North Carolina Department of Insurance website at ncdoi.com. I'm L.C. Morris.